Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. He's worthy of the praise. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord. Did not we enjoy our praise team this morning? Amen. We thank God for you all. Amen. Even, I don't know about you, but even getting out of bed on a cold morning. Amen. It just... not as easy as other days, amen? Cold outside. We just thank God for all of you in your respective places. We give honor to all that honor is due, amen. We thank God for our visitors today. We thank God for all of you, God's people. We just thank God for being saved today and on the Lord's side, amen. No other place I'd rather be, amen. Especially in times like these. Amen. Isn't it good to know the Lord? Amen. In the pardon of your sins, to know him and to know what he has in store for you and to know who you are in the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I was really perplexed this week. I just, all the Lord really gave me was hope with expectation. And I'm like, that's it? And so I start ruffling the pages and start looking at this and looking at that. But then I hear the testimonies, and it's like, okay. All right. You know what you're doing. Amen. You know why. You know when. Doesn't he know? I mean, just at the right time. Amen. Just knows what we need and when we need it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hope with expectation. You know, some people would say that that's two different things. You know, the world might say that when you expect something, you're looking for it, and it's more of an absolute, where if you hope for something, the world might call that a wish. Amen. I hope I get better. I hope my team wins. I hope I get paid this week. I hope, you know, it's more of, you know, the world will call it more of a wish than anything substantial. But we know, as people of God and people in Christ, that hope is much different for us. Amen. Because our hope is not built on a wish, it's built on the Word. It's built on the Word of God. And if you believe the Word of God, your hope can be solid. Amen? And you know, nowadays, with everything that's going on, you know, people sick in the hospital and this virus and everything that's going on, it's challenged a lot of people's hope. Amen? Regardless of who you are or what condition your life is in, you can't function successfully without hope in God. If circumstances are bad, you surely need hope. Amen? And if they are good, you need hope that they will stay that way. Hope energizes and motivates us to take action by causing us to step out in faith and act in obedience to God's word. Hope believes boldly against all odds. Hope decides daringly. Hope speaks firmly and preserves passionately. Hope expects something good to happen. Amen? When we embrace hope on purpose, it influences our thoughts, our outlook, and the way we speak. Hope builds us up as we wait on God. It releases joy, and the joy of the Lord becomes our source of strength. Nehemiah 8 and 10. Amen? You see, we need hope on this journey. Amen? Because as we've talked about many times, this journey is going to take you through peaks and valleys. Amen? There's going to be seasons in your life when it seems like everything is going wrong. Amen? There's also going to be seasons in your life when it seems like everything is going right. Amen? There's going to be peaks. There's going to be valleys. There's going to be good times. There's going to be bad. There's going to be times when you suffer, and there's going to be times when you hurt. There's going to be times when you are deeply saddened. And then there's going to be times when you feel like you could fly. You're so rejoiceful. Amen? It's called life. Amen? But the difference is the hope. Because throughout this journey, a child of God has hope in the Word of God, in the promises of God. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. I have everything on different things up here, so I gotta find what I want. But Jeremiah 29 and 11 says this: "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Amen. Aren't you glad that the Lord, that's the Lord's thoughts towards you? Thank you, Jesus. He has an expected end in mind for you, for us. It's important that we hold fast to our hope. Amen? Because, excuse me, life's challenges will challenge your hope. Amen? When we witness to people who are down on themselves, that, you know, things have gone astray, basically what has happened is they have lost hope. Amen? When you lose hope, it takes the life out of you. Amen? It takes the oomph out of you, that everything you got that's in you. When you lose hope, it takes the life out of you. Amen? And the world needs hope. And we need to be able to help others find that hope. And the only way we can do that is if we hold on fast to our hope. Amen? Because we're no different than anybody else. We struggle just like everybody else does. We have bad things happen to us just like everybody else does. We experience life just like everybody else. The only difference is we have been forgiven of our sins. We have accepted the gift of salvation, and therefore we have hope. Amen? That no matter what happens, whatever comes our way, God is in control. It's in God's hands. We are in God's hands. Amen? And that gives us hope in the time of trouble. Hope moves us forwards. A Christian's hope is a realistic expectation of and joyful longing for future good and glory based upon the reliable word of God. The more we long for the future, the less we will yearn for the past. Hope deletes regrets and underlines expectation. It diminishes drag and increases momentum. That's what hope gives us, momentum, gives us. It gets us out of bed when we don't feel like getting out of bed. Amen? It gets us to pray when we don't feel like praying. Amen? It gets us to get on the phone or text somebody and encourage somebody else when we feel like we need encouraging ourselves. Hope energizes the present. It is worth living today because the eternal tomorrow is so much brighter. That's our hope. Amen? What's doomsday for most is a coronation day for us. What most dread, we desire. Hope lightens our darkness. Hope does not deny nor remove the reality of dark and painful situations. However, it does shine a bright light into these valleys and points to the sunrise at the end of them. You see, when your hope is in Christ, you don't feel like it's over. You feel like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. You stand on God's word that says somehow, some way, God is going to make a way for us. Amen. And it all comes down to the song we sang last, I believe, that, you know, about having our will line up with his will. Take my heart, take my mind, take my will, amen, and line it up with yours. And when my will lines up with his will, then I can say whatever happens, whatever way it goes down, if it's in God's will, and because of that, I'm all right. I'm okay. Even if for me personally down here it hurts, even if I have to suffer pain, and you know, God knows and he cares. Amen. And whatever happens, I know because of the hope I have in Christ, because of the promises I have in the Word of God, no matter what happens, I know that I am not alone. And that is something that goes with a hopeless situation. Many times when you find someone in a situation without hope, they feel like they're all alone. They feel like they're all by themselves. They feel like they're tackling this monster by themselves. They feel overwhelmed because they feel like nobody cares and nobody knows what I'm going through. They feel like they're all alone. But see, when your hope is in God, you know that he promised you that I would never leave you nor forsake you. How long? Even till the end of the world. Amen? I'm with you through the I'm going to be with you in the good times. I'm going to be with you when you're crying. I'm going to be with you when you're hurting. I'm going to be with you when nobody else seems to care. I'm going to be with you in the hospital. I'm going to be with you in your bedroom when you're crying on your pillow. I'm going to be with you all through the situation. You are not alone. You are not alone. Hope increases faith. Faith fuels hope. But hope also fuels faith. As Hebrew 11 makes very clear, hope and faith are very closely tied together, the one enlivening the other. Without faith, we cannot soar in hope, but without hope, faith will limp home. The greatest believers are the greatest hopers, and vice versa. Hope is infectious. Just as we can drag others down with our negative talking or living, we can also inspire and motivate people through our inspiring hope. It not only encourages others, but it also impacts depressed unbelievers who cannot but ask for a reason for the hope they see in us. Hope is also healing. Amen? Hope is healing. Hope is practical. Hope stabilizes in the midst of the storm. Stabilizes in the midst of the storm. Hope is our anchor. Amen? When it feels like, as the world would say, all hell is breaking loose, when it feels like everything is going wrong around us, when we feel like we're in the midst of it, Our anchor is in Christ. Our hope stabilizes us through the winds and through the storms. Amen? Keeps us on solid ground. We may bend sometimes. We may feel pain sometimes, but the hope that we have in Christ keeps us going. Amen. We thank God for the hope that we have in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We must understand that we have to defend, we have to fight for our hope every day, not because we have anything to do with it, but because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. So, as we say many times, every day that the Lord wakes you up, there's a battle going on. There's a war going on. The Lord would have you to walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. The Lord would have you to trust the Word of God. The Lord would have you to stand on the Word of God. But the enemy wants to take your eyes somewhere else. The enemy wants you to focus on your pain. The enemy wants you to focus on the struggle. Your enemy wants you to focus on what's going on around you and get you to the point where you become fearful. And fear is another thing that goes along with hopelessness. Amen? Not only do people who are hopeless feel alone, but they feel alone because they are fearful. They don't know what's going to happen. They fear what's going to happen next. They have a dark outlook on things. Amen? So fear is another thing that the enemy will use. And if we're not careful, it doesn't matter if you're saved or unsaved. He's coming for you every day. Amen? If you're not careful, if you're not continually talking to God, continually standing on the Word of God, he can get your eyes off of what's important. And the most important thing for us is to trust God. Amen? Trust God. Hope gives us what we need during the process. Amen? This life that we live in Christ, it's a process. We go through all the things that we go through in life, and God takes us through all those things. And the thing that keeps us going is the fact that we just trust God. And the more we can stand on the Word, and the more we can trust God in our different situations, the stronger that we get. Not to say that we won't have tough times, but the more, you know, the thing about God is he's so faithful and he's so reliable that the more we trust him in different situations, the stronger, the deeper our trust gets. Amen? And when you trust God, he takes you through the process. And this is the thing. When we go to 1 Corinthians 15, this is the thing that we have to remember about our hope. When you look at 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 35, it says, "But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined. And to each kind of seed, he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown perishable, it is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness and raised in power. It is sown a natural body and is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spirit did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of earth. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, how? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Amen? That is why we hope. Amen? We have the victory, and we don't have to fear death. Amen? None of us are in a hurry to get out of here, but the fact of the matter is that we don't have to fear that step, because we know that we have the victory in death. Amen. And just like God can change you down here, he will change us there as well to be like Christ. Amen. So we don't have to fear that. We just have to accept that and trust God in the process. 1 Peter 1 and 13 says, therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. 1 Peter 5 and 10, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 3, we remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Colossians 1 and 27, to them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Ephesians 1 and 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. How many know that Christ has called us to hope? Thank you, Jesus. And we must hold on to our hope. Hold on firmly to the hope that God has given us. Galatians 6 and 8 says, whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Hebrews 10 and 23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. You got to keep reminding yourself about how faithful God is. Amen, because he keeps on doing great things. And even if you don't remind yourself, he'll show you how faithful he is. Hebrews 11 and 11 says, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. Isaiah 40 and 31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Thank you, Jesus. And once again, Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. He has plans for you to prosper and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He gives you an expected end. He has gone to prepare a place for you. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes, according to Mark 9 and 23. I'm just giving you some hope scriptures. I'm just trying to encourage you in your hope, because that's all God really gave me this week, was hope with expectation. And I didn't know why, but when I heard the testimonies, I started to understand. Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Psalm 9 and 18, but God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him and on those who hope is in his unfailing love. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you today and always. Amen. I don't know what your hope level has been like lately. I don't know what the meter is like for you personally. But we come today to encourage you to stand on the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. Remember, we don't live this life based on how it looks or how it feels or how it seems. We live this life based on what we know. Amen? And when you don't, when everything seems like it's falling down, when everything feels like it's not going your way, when everything looks bad, that's the time you need to go back to your word and back to the promises and stand on that solid ground. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's a promise he has made to you. But you got to trust him. You got to look to him. Include him in all your situations. Amen? When fear and doubt wants to enter into a situation, you take that situation and you give it to God. Lord, I am not able, but you are. Amen. You are in control. Let your will be done in this situation. Lord, help me through this heartache. Lord, help me through this pain. Help me through this sorrow that I'm feeling. And all the while, I'm going to trust you, Lord. All the while, I'm going to stand on my hope. I'm going to stand on the promises, Lord. No matter what happens, I know that you'll take me through it, Lord. I know that you'll give me the strength to deal with the outcome. You'll give me the strength to accept whatever comes our way. Amen. Those that are in the hospital now, Lord, if it's your will, Lord, heal like only you can, Lord. You know what's best, Lord. Regardless, we thank God for the promise that you have gone to prepare a place for us. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to fear. We can just trust. Thank you, Lord. But if your hope has been low lately, if you've been down on your luck, if you will, if your feelings have been down, I just encourage you today to stand on the Word of God and know that God loves you like nobody's business. Amen. And He knows all about you. He knows every fear that you have. He knows every concern that's on your heart. He knows the things that you're worried about. And He says, cast all your cares on me because I care for you. He says, don't let it weigh you down. You're not strong enough to carry all that stuff. Put it on me. I can handle it. Thank you, Jesus. Put it on me. I can handle it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You're not alone in the struggle. He's right there with you, by your side. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The God that we love to sing about, the songs that we sing so happily every Sunday that inspire us so much is about the God that loves us. Amen. That gave Himself for us. That gave us life, that gave us grace, that gave us mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That took our place. Amen. Keeps on doing great things. Keeps on forgiving us. Keeps on showing us grace. Glory to God. Let your hope be in nothing else but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen? Amen. There is still nothing too hard for God. Amen. If God be for you, who can be against you? You know, and that's something, you know, I tell myself all the time, and we should, you know, when we're going through it, just tell yourself, if God is for me, who can be against me? As bad as it is right now, I got God on my side. And if I got God on my side, it's going to be all right. Amen. I know somehow and I know some way we're going to make it. Amen. We're going to make it. Thank you, Jesus. I know somehow and I